Today I'm talking with Jordan Yu, who is the owner and founder of the Northern Bounce basketball program. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
Hey, thanks for having me.
If you could start by telling me about Northern Bounce and how the program started.
Okay, well, I grew up in Prince George, and I went away to play university basketball. And I was away probably 15 years. And when I came back, I just saw a need actually for, I don't know, I don't want to say a mindset, but just a different way of I think, teaching the game and of how the game should be played. I was living down in Vancouver, and I saw the beginning of this wave of the club program scene down there, kind of modeled after what was happening in Ontario from years prior to that. And so when I moved back, I felt we were kind of behind with the more focused training kind of throughout the year with the sport of basketball.
Okay.
And so, I got into coaching. I started coaching, just volunteering at the, at Dutch Park, and I started with a junior team, and I kind of stuck with that team, volunteering, throughout their senior years. And, while I was doing that, I started Northern Bounce at the same time, because, I just wanted to provide an opportunity for all the kids in our community to play basketball year round and have a place where they can come train and maybe learn the game from a different different way, I guess. Yeah. So it just started kind of organically, just my love for coaching. I coached university basketball years prior to that in Vancouver after my own playing career. And I just moved back, had a small family, and we started our program.
That's great. What challenges have you and your team encountered running Northern Bounce through the pandemic?
Well, all your drills changed overnight.
Yeah.
So the way you normally run a practice, you had to kind of rethink the game in a way, or rethink the way you're going to coach and teach the game. Being creative, though, I think come up with some new plays and new drills and new ways of just training. We're doing our best, and as of everyone else. And I think it's just more important to get the kids in the gym and get them a bit of exercise and, keep them up with their, mental health. I think exercise is such a big part of it.
Have there been any positive outcomes from running the program through this pandemic?
I think there has. I think kids want to play the game. They want to play games. They want to compete. And then there's kids that, have found the love for the training of the game and competing and doing it both. And you see those kids make it in the high school teams and senior teams. And, that's great. But I think for the a benefit of this all is maybe it's taught everyone how to get in the gym and train throughout these times without any games.
Okay.
There's no reward to what they're doing right now. No immediate reward. There's no yes, we were practicing all week because we had this big game on the weekend. And it's kind of taught them to get in the gym and just kind of it's built a resilience in a way and the grit to get in the gym consistently and to train. So that's the positive I'm taking away from it, at least.
And this is maybe going back to when you were playing in high school and some of your early days of playing. What are some of the barriers players face being from Prince George and other small communities when trying to gain exposure and advance their career?
We're just so geographically isolated in regards to the province. We're dead center of BC, and really, I guess the Okanagan Kamloops is probably your closest major hub city for basketball. And I wouldn't say Kamloops is a major hub as of yet. So just a distance to travel and to compete against, high caliber, competition. That was a big part of starting Northern Bounce, was kind of developing all the players throughout the year so that our high school leagues got better. And that's what we saw over the last 4 years is that, you got Cedars Christian now, who's one of the top single-A schools in the province. DB Todd had a really good run at the double-A level, and then us with Dutchess Park. And then you had Kelly Road and College Heights, who got a lot better. That's where I think, the club scene is great, is that you have players playing all year round. And you know, the challenge for us was to travel down to BC, the Lower Mainland, and play these great teams and better players. And that's the way you get better in the sport, right? Is playing better competition. So just being geographically isolated, we, you know, I think we kind of fell behind in a sense. But that was my main goal starting balance, was traveling down there with club scene and playing more year round against good competition.
Has the opening of UNBC and their sports programming helped to also close that gap on being able to showcase Northern talent?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it gives us a bigger voice from the North, really. Todd's done a great job with his program on the men's side, and overall, both programs, the women's and men's programs, grown over the years. So, you know, we tried our best to send players from our high school programs there, and yeah, I mean, to have representation of your Northern talent at the university level, it's great for everyone, and it makes everyone feel good. So, you know, you also know at that level, though, you got to recruit and you got to bring in some top level talent from other places in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a big part of it as well, to succeed at that level. So, yeah, if we can continue to just, you know, keep working with the high school level players and trying to keep players home, and you know, we all kind of work in that one direction, I think it would be a really great thing. And one day, hopefully, bring home a U Sports national banner. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be. How can the community better support programs like Northern Bounce?
I think our community does a great job of supporting U Sports in general. We have such a diverse and wide range of programs now. So I think just, you know, seeing what your kid likes to do. And, you know, that's a big part of us being successful is the level of our players and where they get to. But kids, for the foremost, have to love the sport they play to get good at it. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, keep encouraging your kids to find out what they love and to keep working at it and get in the gym or get in the field or whatever it is.
Awesome. If people want more information on Northern Bounce, where can they go?
We have a website, www.northernbounce.com. All our information is up on the program there. We're actually just in the process of releasing some information this weekend and for upcoming programs. So you can find us there or on Instagram. Let's just look up Northern Bounce and yeah, or you keep your eyes out for the next big up-and-coming basketball player for Prince George.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, Jordan.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.